Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind. It is 7:52 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 29 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Our Stone Fest continues, our love fest for our very own Stephen Stone tonight in Columbia. He is receiving the South Carolina Broadcasters Association's Master's Award. It's the highest award, again, the state's highest honor given to an on-air broadcast personality. It's only been presented 34 times to on-air broadcasters, and only 14 have gone to radio, including our very own Manning Kimball, but now we can say Stephen Stone. So we are bringing out all the skeletons in Stephen Stone's closet.
Didn't know where you were going with that.
That's a good point, Chuck. But we're bringing back some of his closest friends, those that have worked side by side with Stephen Stone. You have seen him at the best of his day, Chuck, and you have seen him, well, let's just say, where he needs to take a break and go outside, right?
We've been in the trenches, that's for sure.
Chuck Roberts joins us here, of course, host of The End Zone for, what, going on 11 years?
11 years, yes, sir.
A comforting voice at the end of a long night of high school football.
You should be in here.
It depends on the night, right?
I find that very comforting.
You know, I have to jump in, though. That is a great way to put it, because we will have some wild, crazy Friday nights. Oh. Things get contentious.
We throw things, break things.
But when you turn it on and hear our boy Chuck,
I know it
makes it all better.
Oh, my goodness.
It calms everybody down.
Well, what folks might not realize, of course, the folks go out in the field, you know, the Chris's and the Tyler's and everyone else. Stephen Stone is manning, like, air traffic control, it sounds like,
Absolutely.
Here at Broadcast House.
Absolutely. And people, you know, I've been listening to you guys all morning, and he's such a talent on the air. You've been in this business. Mm-hmm. You've been in this business. And either you have talented people on air or you have people very talented behind the scenes. Very rarely do you have someone who has the talent that can do both.
That's right.
Spot on.
And, you know, the guy has his own nationally syndicated radio show, but back behind the scenes, the engineering, the production, the writing, the, you know, directing, the communication with people in the field, it's 911 center starting
That's
at
right.
5 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning.
And we're the first ones to say, we only sound good and look good because of people
because
who
of
are
him.
Behind us.
Because
I mean,
of him.
And let's jump in here. How about the relationships and the encouragement that he gives to these board ops
right.
that make everything go on Friday nights, right?
Yeah, not only is he having to communicate with the guys out in the field, but you've got 15 people back here running these boards, board operators, and he's having to work with them to make sure everything's going the way it should be. How he does it, I don't know. I stay out of his way, and it's just amazing. The talent that he has. You've been in this business for a long time. We meet a lot. You have as well. We meet a lot of talented people. But very rarely do you have somebody that can do all that he does.
That's right.
Well said. I mean, that's a mic drop right there. To be a force on and off, off the mic is really great. And he also does it, even though we're frantic when there's a problem, we come to him. He's cool, calm, and collective. I one time said, do you ever get stressed? I've never seen you really flustered. Now, you might say, like, I got a lot of stuff going on, but he's the same even keel.
He is.
Even when there's a disaster going on beside him.
And that's a special trait
that's a talent.
But in this business, you have to have somebody like that. Because, you know, we love each other. We were yelling at each other, okay? listeners don't hear it, but I can count umpteen times, how many times, and I'm sure it's happened to you with Tyler, how many times he's pulled me out of the ditch because something's happened, okay? And all of us, I'm like a deer in headlights. Then all of a sudden that mic comes on and I hear that voice. It's like nothing ever happened.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
He's a dear friend and love him to death. I've known him since he moved here first week. And even when he went to Kentucky, I mean, we stayed in touch with each other. He's just a wonderful, wonderful man.
I said when we were getting interviewed, that he is a larger-than-life personality who makes you feel larger-than-life when you're with him.
Boy, well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
That's a great...
And he's such an encourager. Like, I will say, you know, I had been out of the business for a long time, got called back, and I was so intimidated, and I was here for about a month, and they said, okay, you're ready to go do a remote. I was freaking out. Tyler was actually there with me. Stephen was back here. Tyler was trying to calm me down from the front. Stephen was calming me down. He's like, you got this. Like, you got, like, you're fine. You got this. Like, it's, don't do this again, but you got this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, you kind of get in your groove, you calm down, and he walked you through it. So.
And, you know, obviously we're very close. We work together so much, and you go through so much. But he's just a dear friend off the air as well, you know, especially when he was in Kentucky. And, you know, he cares about you not just in this radio station and what you're doing, but in your personal life. And that's he and I have just developed an awesome friendship, and he's done so much for me and for my kids, you know. I mean, it's my son worked here, you know, since he was in the eighth grade, and he took him – pulled his bootstraps up, taught him how to do it, and then went off to college, and he served as a reference for him for his first internship, second internship, and his permanent job with GE. Stephen Stone was his primary reference.
All roads lead back to Stephen Stone. We were at a wedding one time, and Collins wanted some more of what, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, and Katie and I said no. Stephen Stone was at the table, and Stephen Stone said, come with me. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm going to go get her mashed potatoes or macaroni cheese. I said, Stephen, I told her no. He said, I didn't tell her no. So he did. He loves that one. And anytime that she's here, she goes back she comes back with donuts. And I'm like, where did you get that? And it's like, Stephen Stone gave it to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, so that's our next one. Instead of every road leads to home, every road leads to Stone.
That's it. I love it.
Well said. Oh my gosh, we're coming up with some good one-liners this morning.
I'm going to write it down.
But it is comforting to know that you're working beside someone who not only is going to make sure you look and sound fantastic, he's also going to be there to catch the pieces should the thing break.
Yes. Exactly.
In our industry, as you've pointed out, it is a very me-centered industry.
What can I do?
How can I look the best? How can I sound the best? Me, me, me. And with Stephen, it's you.
Right.
Right.
You guys know how competitive.
Yeah.
And let's just be honest, sometimes cutthroat this business is. We're fortunate with this group of radio stations, people, especially with Steve. It's not like that. Yeah. It's not like that. We all want to help each other. And the ultimate goal is to make this station sound good and provide the information people need and want.
Now look at that. Chuck knew how to end that soundbite.
He was cueing.
But Tyler gives that cue, Chuck, and we continue to talk. But I noticed as soon as your hand went up, that's our cue for 30 seconds. Chuck ended it perfectly.
Bro. You're kind. You're kind.
You're great. You're very professional.
Thanks to Stephen.
Thanks to Stephen. We might have been asleep on that day during that lesson.
Every friend leads to Stone.
Lucas.